And joining us is Marcia Boswell, Vice President of Communications for Kansas Wheat. Hi, Marcia.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
We wanted to talk with you as you traversed all over the state during the Kansas wheat harvest and wanted to kind of get this first look at how things wrapped up. How would you describe, maybe just a couple of words, how the 2021 wheat harvest was in Kansas?
I think the couple of words I would use is highly variable and late. Those would be two ways to describe it, but also, I mean, it was a good harvest for a lot of the state. Yields came in a little better than we expected earlier with the drought. So a good overall harvest.
We know we were hearing reports in South and Texas and Oklahoma of some challenges, but you know, when they hit the state line, Marcia, it seems like those early reports were some very good wheat. Maybe not what we saw a couple of years ago, but still had good wheat in that Wichita area.
Yeah, so as harvest kind of moved out of Texas and Oklahoma into Kansas, one of the first challenges was getting custom harvesters to the state. So that kind of slowed things down at the beginning. But as they arrived, harvest moved quickly through south central Kansas and even up into the central parts of the state and up to northeast. That all went pretty quickly. And then it rained. And that kind of slowed things down a little bit. A lot of those areas in south central Kansas had a little bit lower than average proteins, but good yields. And then the rains came in, slowed things down. And as harvest progressed into central and then out to southwest Kansas, things were pretty slow. There were scattered rains that kind of kept farmers out of the field. And even when they were able to cut, the humidity was high. And so that was a challenge getting started in the morning. A lot of times people couldn't get going until noon or so and had to be done by 8, which, as you know, isn't a normal wheat harvest.
Also, there were some challenges this year. The aerial applicator is very busy applying fungicide.
Yeah, we did see, you know, there was stripe rust coming in from Texas and Oklahoma. And so we saw a lot of management of wheat this year, a lot of fungicide applications, and that does slow down, you know, when it's ready to harvest as well. So pretty much overall harvest was about 7 to 10 days later than an average harvest.
We're talking with Marcia Boswell, Vice President of Communications for Kansas Wheat. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to talk about that always hunted for protein level, as well as what those numbers may add up to. We'll be back in just a moment. And our guest is Marcia Boswell, Vice President of Communications for Kansas Wheat. We're reviewing this year's Kansas wheat harvest. It seemed like, Marcia, it started early, but it just took a long time. And through that time, also USDA came out with a report that had a good guesstimation of what the total yield might be for Kansas.
Yeah, so the USDA report came out with a total number of bushels of 379.5 million bushels, which is, you know, quite a bit above the 10-year average. It also said that the yield was going to be 55, and that's, I think, the second highest Kansas wheat yield in history. So it was a challenging year with how dry a fall we had, and even up until March and April, it was still pretty dry. A lot of places the wheat didn't emerge until maybe February or March. And so as people were looking at their crop in April, they were not expecting it to be a very good year. But then that rain came in May and really allowed for some good grain fill conditions. And that did help yields quite a bit. Then at the beginning of June, we just had some really, really hot 100-degree days, and that kind of took the tops off some of the yields, I believe. But, you know, then we have this whole issue of protein, and it was very variable this year. Some places it was below average, but then we heard of reports up to 14-15%. Protein, which in average year is about 11.5 to 12. So I think with some of those lower proteins, but then also those extremely high ones. I think we're looking at an average of 11.5, probably that's just my estimate, 11.5 to 12 for a statewide average on protein. And we have some really great quality wheat out there.
I think that's one thing we do find, and folks around the globe want Kansas wheat for its quality. I think farmers were very surprised when, you know, you look at it maybe from the road or just from the edge of the field, but to really get out there and look, many were pleasantly surprised. And so that's always a good thing when you have good wheat in the wheat state.
Yes. And I think that being pleasantly surprised, looking at what they had in April to what they actually got in there and started harvesting in June and July, it was a big change, and that May moisture really did help things.
And Marcia, we'll see. We continue to hear reports of very dry conditions in some of the areas that's planted the spring wheat and into Canada as well. So maybe some opportunities there for another rally. And I know we'll all take that. So Marcia, we appreciate you joining us and giving us an update and kind of a review of this year's Kansas wheat harvest. Thanks.
Thank you.
Marcia Boswell, the Vice President of Communications for Kansas Wheat, has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.